Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Melbourne, 1974. We just read about cooking with smoke, and this was cooking with smoke. Prabhupada tells a story. Prabhupada said, there's a very humorous story about one man who was a yogi. He approached one big man. Generally, people are very inquisitive to see some yoga magic. So the rich man asked the yogi, what you have learned about yogic perfection? The yogi said, in the severe winter season, I can dip myself into the water and practice yoga. Rich man said, so how long can you remain? All night? Yogi said, yes, I can remain the whole night as long as I like, or as long as you like. The rich man said, all right, if you can remain within severe cold, within water, overnight, then I shall give you such and such presentation. Prabhupada began narrating. So the yogi agreed and he did it. In the morning, when the man came, he said, oh, you are successful. But he did not want to give the money. He asked his one advisor, so what shall I do? How can I avoid giving him money? The advisor said, no, sir, you cannot give him money. The rich man said, but how? What reason can I say? The advisor said, there was heat. There was heat. He was using heat to protect himself from the cold and the water. The rich man said, how was there heat? And Prabhupada was narrating. You know, in India, they give Akash Pradeep. During Kartika month, it is our Vaishnava principle. The lamp is there on the roof. On the roof, there's a bamboo, and in the top of the bamboo, there's a lamp. So this man was in the lake, and the advisor said, you have seen that one lamp was there, and from that lamp, heat was coming. That lamp was 3 miles away, and still he advised, yes, he cheated. He was taking the heat from the lamp. Therefore, because of the heat, you have not tolerated. Because of the heat, you have tolerated. So what can the yogi say? He's only a poor man. But there was another servant of that big man. So the poor yogi appealed to him. I took so much trouble, and he did not pay me anything. The advisor said, don't worry. I shall see that you are paid. Prabhupada was narrating again. Then there was an urgent business. The rich man said to his men, tomorrow I am going. You must go with me. Suppose he has to go at 10 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, a messenger came to that servant who was helping the yogi. You are ready? The advisor, that advisor who was helping the yogi said, no, not yet. I am cooking. When I finish my cooking, I shall take my meal, and then we shall go. Prabhupada was narrating again. So after some time, another messenger came and inquired. The answer was the same. I'm cooking, and the cooking is not yet done. After more time, the rich man himself came, and he was very angry. So why are you making me late? Why you did not come? The advisor said, I'm just cooking. As soon as my rice is finished, I'll come, I'll take it, and then I'll come. Rich man, where are you cooking? Prabhupada was narrating again. Now, he has three tall bamboos. On the top, there was a rice pot, and he was giving fire at the bottom. That rich man saw, what kind of cooking is this? Advisor, no, there's heat. It's going on. The rich man said, how have you done this? Such nonsense. And the advisor said, no, if the temperature from the lamp on the roof of the sky could protect that man who was in the water all night, why won't my rice also be cooked? Prabhupada was narrating again. The rich man could understand that this is a reply. So that yogi was paid. So this kind of progress, cooking, 3 miles above, a pot, a little fire, it will not act. There must be proper adjustment of cooking. Then you can cook food and eat. A little smoke or a little fire and 3 miles away, the cooking pot, in this way, cooking attempt is useless. One must be serious to cook. There is a method how to cook. If you don't adopt the method, And if you cook in your own whimsical way, you will never be able to eat. This is Prabhupada explaining. If you say, I shall cook in my way, and if you adopt that process, will it help? Na sa siddhim avapnotis, na sukham na param gitim. Here's my comment. Prabhupada's message was to first surrender. Surrender dries the wood so that the blazing fire of Krishna consciousness can be ignited. In addition, we must cook by the standard procedure, which we learn from our spiritual master. We cannot expect cooked rice, love of Krishna, to manifest by manufacturing our own process. With dry wood and the necessary ingredients of rice, water, pot, and blazing flame, and by keeping the pot close to the fire of constant engagement in the service of Guru and Krishna, the rice will be quickly cooked and ready to relish. Same branch, same fruit, same taste. On another day, Prabhupada spoke to Tusta Krishna Swami very openly. Prabhupada said, if you want to start your own spiritual movement, then you have my permission. Tusta Krishna Swami said, no, Prabhupada, that is not my desire. Prabhupada said, there's no harm. Unless a tree has many branches, it is not beautiful. Prabhupada then paused and spoke gravely, but the taste of the fruit must be the same. The branch must bear the same fruit as the branch it has grown from. My comment. This important instruction to Tusta Krishna Swami shows both Prabhupada's liberality as well as the limits he imposed on his disciples. Prabhupada liberally said he would allow Tusta Krishna, who was already preaching independently from ISKCON, to remain independent as long as he did not tamper with the process of sadhana bhakti. Independent preaching, although not Prabhupada's desire, could be acceptable, but concocting a system of, quote, devotional service, other than the authorized method handed down in disciplic succession, was not. Go and preach in Africa. Soon after I had arrived in Melbourne from Hong Kong, Prabhupada told me, you should go to Africa for preaching. I had not been in a Western country for 4 years, but no sooner had I returned than Prabhupada requested me to leave and go to Africa. Prabhupada did not consider material factors for one who was surrendered and desired to transcend. My desire was obviously not strong enough at the time. I quickly thought of an excuse. Prabhupada, my expertise and training is dealing with the Chinese, not with the Africans. Prabhupada accepted and did not again mention preaching in Africa. My comment. The spiritual master, like a doctor, carefully administers medicine just according to the patient's need. Sometimes he may apply medicine for a moment to judge whether it is suitable for a particular patient and his specific disease. Okay, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.